So today I have this amazing guy. He's such a good guy. His name is Ryan Wickline. And we talked about addiction and how to get through addiction and how God played a big role in that. And now he has really risen to the occasion and he has this amazing program that he does, which is Through the Fire, because he really teaches people about personal development and confidence and, how to move forward in the direction that you should go. And he is just such a genuinely great person. I know you're going to love this conversation because it's just an authentic, real conversation of a real human who has gone through some real battles and is transforming lives one person at a time. All right, here you go. What up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. So today, I have a guest for y'all. Y'all ready? Buckle in. Go grab a pen and pad. Go do something, okay? Because he is no stranger to fire. Now, he has walked through it and came out stronger. Now, Ryan is a certified speaker, a coach, a disc trainer with the John Maxwell team, which we all love, John Maxwell, and the founder of Through the Fire. Now, after overcoming heartbreak and loss and a crisis of purpose, Ryan answered God's call and he co-founded Alpha Omega, a wrestling academy where he not only trains elite athletes, but also mentors them in mindset and self-confidence and mental toughness. So his mission now is to help people break free from those limiting beliefs and build a life of clarity and resilience and purpose and all the things that we love to talk about here on Straight Talk. So get ready for this conversation because it's going to change your thinking and ignite your faith. Ryan, how are you, my friend? How are you?
Hi, Nina. I'm doing great. It's great to see
good.
you again.
Yes, good to see you. That's right. Everybody, in case y'all didn't know, y'all better go check it out because I'm going to be on Ryan's podcast and it was super fun. Now, I really loved his energy and what he was about and everything. So I said, you're coming on my podcast too, right? He's like, yes, I'll go on your podcast. Okay. So Ryan, thank you for being here. You know, I have a really good audience. I have a lot. I think the best part of my audience is that, well, first, on top of the fact that they email and DM me all the time, I also love the fact that people who have been on my show have actually worked with people who have listened to the show. And I think that's one of the most powerful things that I can give back to the world, is community and connection and networking and all the things. So Ryan, let's start off with getting to know you. Who are you, my friend? Who are you?
Man, that's a loaded question.
Yes, it is. That's why I started that way.
So the worldly view is that I'm a mindset coach, speaker, podcast host, all those good things like that. But truly, I'm mostly just a child of God.
Oh, I love that.
I'm a Christian first and foremost, and I would not be where I am without God.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ryan. So I'm going to dig into that, right? Because yeah. I want to know, where did your walk start with God? Like, is this something that you've always had? Is this something that, did you have this connection all your life? So tell me a little bit about that journey with being a child of God.
Man, this was a tough one. I grew up like a traditional kid, like parents made you go to church. So I was born and raised Catholic, and they made me go to church every Sunday. But other than that, there wasn't really no talk about God, nothing. Same. I was one of the kids that got kicked out of catechism class when I was young and was asked kind of not to come back. But so that kind of led me astray, and I doing well in high school, but I started using drinking a little bit and then using drugs, started selling drugs and went off to college and kind of went off the rails. And that stuff, like that addiction, stayed with me for like probably almost 20 years.
Wow.
And God was the one who saved me from it.
How did he save you? What was that moment for you?
The turning point moment was when I was sitting around a campfire with my friends. I just relapsed and I'd been trying to get clean with God's help. And we were sitting around a fire. I kind of had an out-of-body experience. I was watching my friends one of my friends pick fights with everybody. And something in my soul spoke to me and was like, Ryan, what are you doing here? You tell me you want to go help kids. You want this in your life. You want to be a leader. You want to do this. What are you doing here? Do you look like a leader or a role model? So I reached in my pocket, took the cocaine I had in my pocket, threw it down on the ground and walked home. That was the last time I ever touched drugs or alcohol.
Oh my gosh. Really? That's powerful. So that was like just a Holy Spirit prompting, right? Waiting for that opportunity to speak to you. That's amazing. Okay. So then that must have been unusual the next day to wake up and not have to want to touch it or do anything, right?
Yeah. I tell everybody that first week was easy. First two weeks, that was the easiest thing I ever had to deal. I was like, man, I'm healed. I'm clean. Nothing can touch me. I seen all the attacks coming. Everything was kind of in slow motion coming at me. And then the pain started happening. That was probably the worst encounter that I ever felt. I mean, God was going through me, ripping things out and away from me. Just letting me be there alone with my thoughts, feelings, everything. I felt alone. I had really nobody around me to help me. I felt like it was just, he was ripping that sin away from me.
Wow, it was so painful. It is painful, isn't it? And I think God needed you, though, to be alone, Ryan, because the people you were around at that time, right? Because it was only a week away or whatever when the pain all started, with the friends that weren't really friends or the place you weren't supposed to be, I should say, because I don't know what the friendship ended up being with those people. Did you ever go back to being their friends? Were they ever freed themselves? What did that look like?
I'm friends with a couple of those guys still. The one died. He committed suicide, and he was one of my best friends growing up. And like, I would talk to him on the phone before he committed suicide, the one that was getting into fights and everything. But I talked to him quite a bit when I was always getting clean, and we'd have conversations at like midnight and talk for like an hour or so, not realizing that he was kind of going through what I was going through.
Oh, okay.
He was going through what I was originally going through, because I went ghost mode on everybody for at least 4 or 5 months. I'd go around every now and then, but not much, because I need to focus on me.
Yeah. And that's a actual decision, because you could have heard that prompting and just said, I don't know what that is, and kept going. Right?
Yeah.
You could have just completely done that. Yeah. You could have easily just ignored it. I think sometimes, though, I believe that God sometimes speaks to us in a way that we cannot deny that it is God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just completely, like, you know that you know in your gut, this is something different. This is not a regular thought that I'm having here, right? So
yeah,
I'm just wondering.
I knew where it was coming from.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. You absolutely knew, because
everybody I told this thought I was crazy.
Yeah,
they were like, you're just crazy making stuff up. And like, no, I could not make this up one bit, or would I lie about it? This is what I felt in my heart, was like, I've been calling you. It was like, I've been calling you, waiting for you. Let's go. Yeah. Come on.
That's so powerful. Tell me about your journey, though. Like, okay, so you had to feel it to heal it, right? I always believe in that. You have to sit and heal it. I mean, feel it, and it feels yucky and hard and uncomfortable. And Lord knows I've been there. And then you heal through it, because God is so good that he walks with you through all of it. But where did you start to recognize that God was there with you? When did you recognize that piece?
Man, that's a tough question, because I felt like he abandoned me. Like, he brought the pain. He brought the pain. And it was, I tell people this, I don't.
That's so real, though, Ryan. I just want to pause there for one second. That is real. That is so real. Thank you for saying that. No, because I think that those who are believing, well, let me stop saying I think that. Those of you who are listening, And you're believing God has abandoned you because you're going through tough times. Did you just hear Ryan say, I thought he abandoned me because I was in so much pain that I felt abandoned? I promise you that is not the case. God says he will never leave us nor forsake us, Ryan. So I love that you said that. That is such a power. You can just pause and do a whole sermon on just that, right? Because so many of us are going through such tough times and we feel abandoned, Ryan. So tell me about that moment of feeling abandonment and what were you thinking, what shifted?
Man, that thinking about it, I had to deal with a lot of pain. So I never dealt with a lot of what I was going through growing up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I pushed down the death of my grandma, which led actually to my addiction. Mm-hmm. Like when I went off the rails was my grandma died of cancer. Then I dealt with the death of a child. When my girlfriend's had a miscarriage, all the breakups I dealt with. And I was just going right then and there, going through a breakup with a girlfriend right there and learning that one of my best friends was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. So was dealing That's with all tough. That all at once. And I was trying to go back to school, get my degree. And man, it was just, like I said, there was a lot of pain and it took a while for me to recognize that God was with me through that. He was closer to me. And like I tell everybody now that when you're going through that pain, God's with you more than he is with people that aren't going through pain. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's just ripping out them weeds in your life.
Yes. 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 Wow. That's so good. And let's talk about weeds, right? Because I love gardening, by the way. And so when I think about the weeds, like the other day I was trying to pull out a weed that was growing amongst my basil leaves. It was so embedded that I actually pulled up some of the basil trying to pull up this damn weed, right? But it made me think about what you just said, how painful that is when you're trying, because I was wrestling with this freaking piece of weed trying to get it out of the ground. And I realized, wow, you're really in there, aren't you? You're really in there. Like you are rooted in there, Ryan, and your pain was rooted, like all of the stuff that you just kept bogging down with the drugs and all the things that you had to use to get through the pain, that stuff starts rooting and it starts to like creep into your life and starts to get into the good soil too, right? So you have to rip it out. So when you started like getting into ripping all of that out and stuff, did you start to heal? Did you see a moment of healing, a bright light or opening in that cloud? How did you feel?
Yeah, it probably took I would say 2-3 months. And I could start like the first couple months, I was just like a roller coaster of emotions, one day up, one day down. And like I tell everybody, I don't wish that on my worst enemy having to feel that. It was just realizing going through all that and not using, started building confidence in me. And I changed the way I looked at everything because I knew my worst, my biggest weakness was my mindset. And God kept telling me, like showing me all this stuff, like, you got to upgrade your mind. You got to upgrade your mind. That was the whole thing of everything I was like being led to was you got to upgrade your mindset. You got to upgrade it because I can't help you until you upgrade your mind, because all those bad thoughts and them limiting beliefs I had about myself were holding me back.
They sure were. I mean, they tried to destroy you is what they tried to do, right? And so, okay, so did you, okay, because this is very interesting, right? Because you threw the package of the cocaine away, you walked away and you're going through all of this pain. At any of those moments, did you say, I really just want to go get a hit right now? Like, no. I just want this to go away. No?
No.
Oh, not so, at all. So awesome. That's how you knew God is the one that ripped that out of you.
Like I didn't want to touch it at all. I mean, I knew that I had to get clean. There was only, I tell everybody I had three choices. I could go get clean. I could end up in prison, but the most likely thing, I was going to be dead.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm, you know, and like later on, God showed me, hey, I saved you so many times that you didn't even realize because you should have been dead, but I saved you. I kept you out of enough trouble so I can use you for my purpose, but let you get in enough trouble to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. He really is. I want things to be so easy in life. And then it's not until after the things are really hard that I realize why he did what he did.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, that's why it was so hard. Cause you don't want me to go back to like a dog that goes back to its vomit. I got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cause a lot of times, like I'm sure Ryan, because you were using for so long, I'm sure there were moments that you wanted to stop, but you keep going back anyway. Right. And that's a dog. That's a dog returning to its vomit. Right. Like you just can't seem to stop that ugly cycle. And it isn't until the Holy Spirit comes in and rips that out of you that you can start to have real transformation. And so I want to know that moment for you, because I know it was about upgrading your mind, but there's also something about spirituality here, right? So walk me through that journey for you. Like when you started to realize that God was a part of this and you were starting to heal, did you run to his word? Did you run to the church? Did you run to book? Did you go back to Catholicism? Like, what was that? What did you do?
So I stayed Catholic, and I mean, I deep dove in my faith. I took the biggest deep dive. My mom and everybody thought I was crazy. Like, I remember, like, if you would go ask my mom or tell my mom, like, oh, your son's going to go back to the church, and they would point at me and be like, what, the kid that used to go skip church? we let him go by himself? Like, not my son.
Right.
But no, I mean, I did a deep dive into the church. And I was thinking about leaving at one point, and God put something in my face that, like an article that's pretty much said, don't you dare leave my church that I put you in.
Okay.
So
all right.
He pretty much kept me there, and I stayed there. And I mean, I did a deep dive. I started becoming more involved in the church. I started doing Adoration Chapel, which is like an hour in just a chapel by yourself with God and the monstrance. I did that. Okay. I started diving into prayers. Like, this one woman that I met, she was friends with my mom, and we met in a connect group there at church. She knew my whole story and everything, and she was like, I feel like I'm supposed to help you. So she kind of took me under her wing. She knew I was going through a hard time getting over a breakup and everything, and she would just give me these prayer booklets.
Give me all
these different prayer booklets, and I mean, I started praying every day.
I
was praying probably a couple hours a day at a time. Like,
that's
going
so beautiful.
Deep diving into all this stuff. I mean, it was crazy. And then I started getting tired of getting beat so much that I started looking up videos on YouTube on spiritual warfare, looking at the exorcist priests and how they fight spiritual warfare and like all the rules of engagement and everything that nobody understands. You know, the certain rules that there are that the demons have to follow.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, this is a game changer.
Oh man. That's okay. So how do you take that, right? The faith piece that you're doing, and how does that play a role in your journey now? Because you've gotten into now you have through the fire, right? And so I want you to talk to us about that. Like, what is through the fire? How are you incorporating what you're doing with your faith and everything? How did that, you know, kind of catapult you into becoming the mindset coach?
Like I said, so it started out like when I was first trying to get clean. I first went to God, and this was before I ever got clean. He told me to start a wrestling club. So
okay.
I did. And it was named Alpha Omega Wrestling Club and Academy, Alpha Omega Wrestling Academy, after God. And I was working with all these young kids and having fun with them, building up kids, just having fun, making them better. And, you know, they had more of, I think, just as much of an impact on me as I did on them, because they helped me stay clean. I couldn't have done any of that without a lot of them kids around me. They gave me purpose and everything. And that's what God was doing. He was giving me purpose.
Unbelievable. And so
that came, I was doing that for a while, and next thing you know, like, this was about a year or two in, and God's like, all the stuff with mindset training and all these things start coming on my site to start working with athletes through this mindset training company. So I signed up for the course and everything, and I'm looking at them like, man, this is a lot of the same stuff that I went through and had to do to upgrade my own mind when I was going through the active addiction part, you know?
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, these guys are on to something. So I just started out small, working with a couple of kids I worked with, And next thing you know, they started taking off. They started having, like, their seasons, they went from, like, average to really above average, and people started taking notice. And
I love it.
I started getting recommended to other people, and they started giving me calls. Like, hey, would you take on any clients? Like, doing mindset training was not part of my plan at all.
Yeah, it was part of the plan, just not your plan.
It was not part of my plan, I should say, but it was a part of God's plan. Exactly. And he started bringing me these kids, and I started working with them. And guess what? Each one I worked with started having success.
I love that so much.
People just recommended me to more people. It's like, hey, he's helped our kid out a bunch. He can help yours too. So I was making a little bit of money doing that. Not much, because I don't helping kids. I don't charge parents that much money doing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's all about the kids giving back to make them better people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last year, I went to a Catholic youth conference. And the first day there, we were in like a 15,000 feet or basketball stadium. And you hear everybody singing praises to God, you know, singing all these songs. And I felt God telling me, he's like, this is where I want to put you. I want to put you up on that stage in front of all these people. And so you can tell what I've done for you. And I was like, I was scared. I'll tell you what, I was scared.
Heck yeah.
I don't know about this, but I always felt that call that I was supposed to go share my testimony with people and do something even bigger than what normal people would think their testimony was. You know, I always told people, he saved me for a reason, because he could have let me die.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was on the precipice of dying, and he stepped in and saved me for a reason, for his glory. Right. So now I have to go where he leads me. I came back, and within a couple months, I'd walked away from coaching wrestling altogether.
That must have been hard.
It was like going through a breakup. My identity was kind of in wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. And so you walked away from that and started to do what? What is that you are?
Started through the fire.
Oh, that's what you did. Okay, so you started. Okay, so now you did. And are you doing athletes right now as well? Are you doing all
athletes
people
and adults?
Okay. Okay. So it evolved into something bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
He told me to go take it out a little bit, expand on it.
Okay. Okay. Now, how are you helping them? How are you helping someone move, let's say, from self-doubt and unbelief and all that to their unshakable self-confidence? How are you helping them do that?
First of all, I start off with confidence in anything I do. That is the first step. Athletes, adults, anything, I got to build confidence in them.
Right.
And people ask me, why do you got to start with confidence? Well, I know the process is hard. And once you get started in it, I don't want you to quit right away.
Right.
Because there's going to be a lot of failure involved. So I got to build you up, start showing you that you've accomplished big things already. You're just not recognizing them, and you've been successful in some certain ways. You just don't recognize them. And then I got to start focusing on the success, the affirmations, all that stuff, visualization, so I can get rid of all them limiting beliefs that they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to start.
And there's a lot.
Bombarding with positivity. Yeah. You got to start bombarding everything with positivity.
Yeah.
I said, so I start there before I even learn their goals, anything really, and what they really want to do. Because most people don't know what they want anyways when you first start talking to them.
It's true. It's true.
Because they're letting fear hold them back.
Yeah. What do you say about fear?
It's a liar. That's the number one. It's that you can do anything you put your mind to. I'm a testament to that.
I agree with you. I think fear is a liar. I also feel like God, why do I keep saying feel? I have to remove that word from my vocabulary. I also have a strong belief that God gives us that emotion of fear to kind of give us like an indicator. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should be going left when we think we should be going right. Like, I think that it's also an indicator. Like, I got a Nina has to correct her language, but I have an acronym for fear. I say that it's to face and eliminate all restrictions. That's what fear means to me. So when something is restricting me from where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do, what God has called me to do, and I start to fear it, then I face it and I eliminate all restrictions and I keep moving forward. Because fear is a natural, you know, reaction, but I believe it's also a great way for God to show us an indicator that we should be looking at something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just fear for you to run away and not do something. I think it's for you to look at something and eliminate it and call the liar out for what it is and keep it moving. Right. Yeah. So I love that. I love that you're starting with confidence too, because confidence is something that a lot of people don't say they need confidence, but
they do.
We all do. We all need it, right? And there's times in our life where we need it more than other days, for sure, right? So do you have like daily habits that you have in your life that has transformed your life that maybe my listeners can use to transform theirs?
First thing, wake up, prayer every day. Prayer every day. Another habit that I had to do was I watched what I was allowing into my life.
There you go.
So this meant music, television, anything that was like really ungodly, mm-hmm. or like a lot of the rap music, the mm-hmm. heavy metal, like I cut it all out. So I listened to a lot of like godly music or inspirational music, stuff that's going to uplift me, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and just had to change that, you know, so all that stuff's bombarding my head with positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really do the affirmations as much any day because I do a lot of positive self-talk to myself. Okay. I'm better off with that, but then I journal every night. So when I'm feeling bad, I can get all that stuff at the end out.
Okay.
Because I still have them bad days at times.
Of course. Too, you're human.
Where that thoughts like, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? Or just like getting lonely and everything. I'm like, I can get through this. Just put all your feelings out and go from there.
Yeah, that's good too, right? I think it's something very cathartic about writing. You know, I have a journal that I created too for the women because I think that we get caught up in our heads too much. You know, I had one of my clients say, I'm overwhelmed. I said, okay, so you're going to do a tracking mechanism that I have to track your day and your habits and what you want to do and whatever. She's like, that's more overwhelming. I said, actually, it's not. It's going to take away the overwhelm because we think too much you know, we just overthink ourselves. And we sometimes think ourselves right out of whatever God is calling us to do because we overthink it instead of just realizing that God has said it and we just got to do it. Right? You ever go through that?
Yeah, a lot. That's why but my personality type is, I've realized, like, since being a part of the Maxwell community, like, looking at my personality type, I'm more of a person that's just a go and get it done type of person. Mm-hmm. I do a little bit of research and I just go take action and I'll fail along the way and just keep going.
Yeah.
I'm better off that way than me looking and trying to plan everything out, because that's when I'll probably be like, oh man, this is way too much for me to do. And
yeah. Do you have ADHD by chance?
No.
Okay. Cause I have ADHD and I'm
very high strung. That's what I'll tell everybody. I'm high strung. I'm very, very high strung where it's like, go.
Yeah. Yeah. I have ADHD. I'm not diagnosed, but I know I have it. Cause I hit all the different things on the scale, but I'm the same way, right? I try my darndest not to overanalyze and overdo it or over whatever, because I will talk myself right out of it. And then I miss the blessing, Ryan, you know, because I got too into the weeds, too into my head, too into the thing. But I love something you said, which was, I took the bad things out of my life. And I think that's something we all have to fight to do, Ryan, because now we have social media and YouTube and you have AI and you have so much now, Ryan. It's not like, you know, before, you're pretty young, but I'm 52, right? So when I was growing up, we had maybe one TV in the house, maybe, right? And whoever was watching it at the day, everybody had to watch it. The same channel. Everybody got to watch the same thing. So the amazing thing of that was I spent most of my childhood outside playing, you know, and outside inventing and creating and doing that kind of thing. And then now if I find myself in a dark place, Ryan, where maybe I'm thinking too much about my bills or thinking too much about how I don't have enough this or I can't do that, I realize I'll sit in front of a TV maybe and binge watch something. Right. Or I'll just like, you know, listen to things I shouldn't be listening to or watching YouTube or whatever that is. So I love that you said that, because I think that's a big piece that people need to be more aware of. What are you allowing in your life? And I am terrified, honestly, Ryan, of the things that are coming to us through these things.
Oh, I know, you know? What's coming to us.
Yeah.
There's it's a lot of wicked, demonic stuff.
Very demonic, very wicked. Okay. It is absolutely terrifying. I was just talking to a friend of mine who was saying that her son, he's 6 years old or seven. Oh, mom, when I grow up, I'm going to let my hair grow really long and then I'm going to become a girl because that's what YouTube told me. And she's like, excuse me? And he doesn't watch regular YouTube. He watches YouTube Kids. Okay. This came from YouTube Kids. Okay. And then we're wondering why so many people are hurting right now, you know, and they're hurting because if we did not monitor everything that our kids see or think or do, and you can't do that, it's impossible to monitor everything. And when they're out in the streets, it's impossible to monitor what they're doing in the streets. But Ryan, what isn't impossible is filling ourselves up with God and the Holy Spirit and realizing that our home has to be conducive to what the Holy Spirit would be proud to come and visit, right? Yep. And I, you know, I fall short of that big time. I watch movies I shouldn't. Yeah. I watch movies I should not be watching. I'm on YouTube where I should not be watching YouTube. Like, that's just the way it is. But I am trying to change that. I'm trying to be more cognizant of that. Right. So I want to know how is it that people can work with you? What do they do to work with you? How long is your program? Like, tell me about that. Tell me about your program.
A lot of the people I work with usually, you'll start noticing a lot of the big results after 6 months. I wish I could get it to you quicker. You'll start noticing results right away, but to break you out of a lot of that stuff, it takes more than 6 months. Because I got to get you into the healthy habits and everything.
Yeah.
And it's one small step at a time, you know. So about year and a half. But best way to get a hold of me is through Facebook. Look me up on there.
But by your name or by your business? What is it?
Either.
Oh, you can find either. Okay.
Either.
Okay. So you're gonna either look for a Ryan Wickline or going through the fire. Awesome sauce. Okay. And you have a podcast too. So talk to us about that.
Wow. Well, if you knew how I started the podcast, everybody would think I was crazy. So
good.
I'll give you a little quick story. Let's make you a little crazy. Go ahead. So I was kind of stuck on how am I going to get through this? Like, how am I going to start the speaking career that God has for me? I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know what. So I signed up for a couple summits to go speak on virtually there. Well, this one summit, these guys were trying to upsell me. So first they come with me, hey, you want to do TV and radio? I was like, man, I don't have that type of money to go do TV and radio. Like, well, how about starting a podcast? I'm like, you start a podcast with us, then you can be part of our group collective where we promote each other on social media and everything. I'm like, okay, I can probably do that. The price isn't too bad. I'm not really losing anything if this doesn't work out. So, okay, we'll try it. So about a month go by, and I was in this stage of one thing I do is I write down all my resources, all my strengths. Maybe weaknesses hold me back, and I got to put it all out there to kind of see which direction I need to go and what's my resources I need to start maximizing to start getting the best of my investment. Well, that was one of them. Started posting more on social media. And along that time of me posting a lot more on social media, this guy who I actually told my testimony on his podcast reached out to me. He's like, hey, you think we can schedule a meeting, talk? It's like, okay. So we do a call, and he's like, I've been seeing a lot of your stuff being posted lately. He goes, which isn't normal. He's like, I'm being bombarded with everything on my social media with your stuff. He goes, I feel like God's telling me I'm supposed to help you. And I'm like,
wow,
okay.
That's awesome.
He's like, hey, what's your goals? I said, well, my goal is to get on stages and start being paid to speak. And this is what I want to go do. This is what I feel like I'm being told to do. Don't know how I'm going to do it, but this is what I feel like I'm supposed to do. He goes, let me ask you a question. I go, okay. He goes, what do you think about doing a podcast? I'm like, I go, I'm supposed to record my first episode tonight or as soon as we get off here. He goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, well, why don't you let me help you? Hire me as a coach. I'll charge you this amount of money. I'm like, man, that's not very much at all. I think I can do that. So I recorded that day. The next day I recorded another one because my friend who I talked to wanted to try to get him on. He decided to come on. So I did two podcast episodes in 2 days and started from there. And now I'm off and about it. Like, I think I'm at like, I got 70 in the bank, but I'm about ready to release 50 here this next week. And you're one of them getting released this week.
That's so awesome. Isn't that fun though? And you get to meet like really great people and you know, now you're speaking on stages all the time and on your stage all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't know where that's going to lead because God is so funny. Like he just does things sometimes you're just like, oh, that's why. Okay. God got it. You know?
Yeah.
So I love your podcast. I think it's great. And thank you so much for having me on. That was really an honor. And I'm really grateful that you were like, yeah, I'll be on your podcast. Thank you for doing that, Ryan.
Hey, not
I love
a problem.
What you're about. I love what you're about, man. So, all right. So before I wrap up and let you go, I just want to make sure we have the info right. So it's either under Ryan Wickline or they can find you on Through the Fire anywhere, right?
Yep.
Awesome sauce. Anything you want to say to our people before we head out? Anything you want to inspire them with?
The only thing I can say is put your trust in God. Let him lead you to where he wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your limiting beliefs hold you back in fear because I work with so many people, like athletes included, and the biggest thing holding them back is fear, but also their biggest motivator is their failures. The biggest thing they're scared of the most is the thing that motivates them the most. So put your faith in God and just follow him. He'll take you to wherever he wants you to go.
That's right. And wherever he wants you to go usually is different than where we think we should go. Yeah. You know? So be ready for the ride, y'all. Be ready for the ride. Ryan, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being on Street Talk.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I love it. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Ryan. I'm going to make sure to list all of his information below. Now, like you heard him say, like he works with athletes, he works with adults. I want you to go ahead and connect with somebody who is really there to help you move forward in life because that's what it's about, y'all. Okay? You're not supposed to stay stuck. Let me tell you guys something. The stuck thing is because you are overwhelming yourself with stuff that is not feeding you the way it should. So why don't you go ahead and put your trust in God, like Ryan said, let God lead your path because he will direct your ways. He always does. So I really appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and go ahead and hang out with Ryan too. Okay. I'll put all his information below. I love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.